Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Rise Up and Radiate podcast. I'm your host, Ivory, and this is your soul reset. Today, I want to invite you into a slower pace, a sacred pause, a moment to breathe, settle, and remember that you do not have to hold everything together. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Not strive and know, not panic and know, not overthink and know, not figure it all out and know. Be still and know. In this month's conversation with Julia, we heard her share about a season where life felt dark, painful, confusing. Her body was hurting, her plans were interrupted, her emotions were honest, and she even found herself angry with God. And what I love about her story is that God did not meet her anger with rejection. He met her with presence. He met her with gentleness. He met her with small steps of obedience. Because being still doesn't mean doing nothing. Sometimes being still means we stop striving long enough to hear what God is actually saying. It means we stop trying to be the Savior. It means we stop demanding full understanding before we choose to trust. It means we become present enough to say, "Lord, I don't understand this, but I know you are here." And beloved, this is where our May theme comes in. In order to be still and know, we have to learn to believe, be and leave, be present, be honest, be surrendered, be held, be loved, be willing to take the next faithful step and then leave the rest to God. Leave the timeline, leave the outcome, leave the pressure, leave the need to understand everything. Leave the old coping patterns. Leave the fear that says, if I don't fix this, everything will fall apart. Because the truth is, God is not asking you to carry what only He can hold. Sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is pause, breathe, and remember, I am not God, but I am held by Him. So let's take a moment together. Place one hand on your heart if you can, and take a deep breath in and slowly release it. Again, breathe in and release. Now quietly ask yourself, where have I been striving instead of being still? What am I trying to control that God is asking me to surrender? What part of me needs to be reminded that I am safe in His hands? Psalms 46 is not written from a place where everything is calm and cute. It talks about trouble. It talks about earth giving way. It talks about mountains falling into the sea. It talks about chaos. And then God says, "Be still and know that I am God." So stillness is not pretending there is no storm. Stillness is remembering who reigns over it. It is saying, the storm is real, but so is my God. The pain is real, but so is His presence. The uncertainty, it's real, but so is His faithfulness. So today, friend, you don't have to have every answer. You don't have to understand why it happened. You don't have to rush your healing. You don't have to prove your strength. You can be still. You can be held. You can be honest. You can be in process. And you can leave the rest to God. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you are present in the middle of what feels heavy, confusing, and unknown. Teach us how to be still, not as a way of giving up, but as a way of trusting you more deeply. Show us where we have been striving, controlling, or carrying what belongs in your hands. Help us to be present with you and leave the rest to you. Remind every listener today that they are not alone. They are not forgotten, and they do not have to understand everything to be held by you. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, this week, your soul reset invitation is simple. Be and leave. Be with God. Be honest. Be still. And leave the rest in His faithful hands. Until next time, keep rising, keep healing, and keep radiating.